And the word of the Lord comes to me, Sister Judith. I want to thank, well, God bless you, Sister Judith. Thank you for the miracle seed of 4560. No woman of God, that the Lord says, I bring you into a season of new opportunities. I bring you into a season and a time for the next 13 months where you're going to begin to see my glory, and God's going to bring great growth and great increase around you. And you're going to begin to see the doors shall begin to swing open for the woman of God. And you're going to begin to see that Father's going to bring some good things and new benefits your way. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says he's going to touch you in a brand new way. And you're going to see the move of the Spirit in your life unlike you've never seen it before. For the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that your caring nature can attract people who are emotionally needy, and yet don't be too quick to share your money, your time, your energy, or affection with people that are not deserving. For the Lord says you have to set some firm boundaries to protect yourself and to prevent people from taking advantage of your good nature. Now, your employment situation or your attitude toward work is going to begin to improve in this season as well. For the Lord says unto the woman of God that he's bringing thee up and he's lifting thee up, and you're going to gain some new things also. But the Lord says also, watch gaining any kind of unwanted weight, because see, you're in a season of blessings, you're in a season of opportunities, you're in a season of favor where you will attain some things, but with that you can also obtain some weight. And so what this is saying also seems like something could try to trigger hypoglycemia or even something around the blood or diabetes. So God, you're eating in this season, for you're going to find that you're going to be quite sensitive even in this season. And yea, God says unto the woman of God that there could be some kind of an ending or a breakup for something that could also occur, but stay focused and stay centered. So Sister Judith, the Lord says you're in a season where I shall shower thee. You're in a season where I will show you much. You're in a season where I will show you the mystery of combining love with money for success in many areas, and I will cause you to experience me like you've never known me before. And I will bring you into a time of financial gains. I will bring you into a time of promotion. I will bring you into a time of an elevation. For the Lord will say unto thee that seems like relationships will be formed with those who are like-minded in this season. For the Lord says unto thee, woman of God, that you're going to come into a season of wealth and blessings and prosperity, and I will bring many, many benefits your way, but I will also touch thee spiritually and mentally in this season. For this is the season where I will give you great wisdom, and I will open your eyes, my daughter, to see the bigger picture of just how much I'm going to bless thee, just how much and wonderful and spectacular life can be. For God said, I will give you the sweet things of the kingdom. I will give you the sweet things of the spirit, and I will show you just how sweet life can be. For you will see that there will also be an individual close to your heart that shall make more money than usual, and their generosity is going to bless thee, for they're going to place blessings in your hands. For this is a season where as you move into a greater attitude, where as you move into a greater dimension, you will see me like you've never known me before. So prepare, my daughter, for this is an hour, and this is the season of the moving of the Spirit. Oh, open up your eyes and see what I will do for thee. Oh, open up your eyes, for the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to come into a season where you're going to assume greater responsibility, and you're going to see increase, raises, and bonuses all around thee. For the Lord will say unto thee, prepare, because even between now and round about the 15th of September, seems like you're going to pursue some kind of a research or investigation or something of that matter, and things are going to begin to open up for you, yea, even in the realm of the spirit. And your learning isn't over yet. Your educational goals are going to become so much more clearer as well. And as you're moving about in this month of August, God's going to bring you into a season of partnerships, business or personal or both, and you're going to begin to see that the Lord says pay attention to your health in this season as well, in terms of what you eat or don't eat. And you're going to have opportunities, woman of God, to showcase your talents and your skills, and you're going to do so at every opportunity, for the Lord says increase is very much possible around thee. For the Lord says you're going to reclaim some things. You're going to reclaim things. Get a journal and start writing information now. Even around the 25th of August, God's going to usher in some new opportunities. Oh, I touched the head. I touched the pressure, even in thine body. Thank you for your miracle seat of $45.60, woman of God.
God bless you, Sister Judith. God says, rise and shine. Hold your head up high, for this is the time that you are going to move forward, and you're going to move forward with courage and with great strength and focus. God says, be not discouraged, but stay encouraged, and you're going to move forward. God says, a great work for you to do. God says, this is your portion, and you shall do it with great confidence in God and in faith. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Judith. I just heard the word of the Lord saying healing, 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 healing to your family, healing to your soul, and to your spirit. God said the things of the past was meant to break you. However, that was not the case. God says for you to stay strong and keep moving. God says that when you fast and pray, you break through barriers. God says that he hears your prayers and he's going to deliver you and he's going to set the captives free. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Judith. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, let go. Father God says, let go and let God. I do hear Father God saying, favor in the area of international travel. Prepare your bag for travel, woman of God, for Father God says he's taking you overseas. There shall be a unity and harmony in the family, and there shall be a grace upon the family in this season. Peace be still, Father God said. Father God, sustain my presence, woman of God, worship and praise. And even concerning spiritual matters, Father God says that something happened with a spiritual institution. Father God says, be at peace, woman of God. But Father God says, you're in a season of transformation and restoration, and I'm restoring all good things to you in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.